Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Te Namini. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vastuchadi Sutta Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Who is the very life of Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of Gadadhar and Advaita. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is dear to Srivas and Haridas. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of Gangadas and Vasudev Dutta. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all glories to all of his devotees. Anyone who hears these narrations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will attain pure devotional service. Accompanied by Nityananda and Gadadhar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvipa. And one day, surrounded by his devotee associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked through Navadvipa. As he was walking by the Ganga to the home of Visharada Maheshwara, the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he passed near the home of Devananda Pandit, who was a peaceful Brahmana who yearned for impersonal liberation. Devananda Pandit, he was learned, he was austere, and from birth, he was not at all interested in material things, and he was a great student of Srimad Bhagavatam. But he was not a devotee. Near Devananda Pandit's house, the devotees began to speak of him to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said, "Devananda Pandit is a great teacher of the Bhagavatam, but because he's not a devotee, he does not understand the Bhagavatam's true meaning. Perhaps this is due to some offense, and that offense has robbed him of his ability to understand. Only Krishna knows the reason for his misfortune." As the devotees were walking and speaking just outside of Devananda Pandit's home, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to overhear Devananda Pandit lecturing on the Bhagavatam. And as he listened, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul in all hearts and who knows everything, he did not hear any description of devotional service. And Mahaprabhu became angry. He said, "What is the use of this rascal's words? For in this birth, he does not know anything about the true meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's unqualified to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. For the Bhagavatam is Krishna himself in the form of a book." Mahaprabhu continued, "Srimad Bhagavatam states that devotional service, it is the highest goal of life. And for this reason, the four Vedas say Srimad Bhagavatam is the personification of ecstatic love for Krishna. The four Vedas are like yogurt, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is the fresh butter that Sukadev Goswami has churned from that yogurt. And Maharaj Prickett, he has eaten that butter of the Srimad Bhagavatam and had enjoyed that taste." Mahaprabhu began to speak further. "Indeed, in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, my dear devotee Sukadev, he has explained that anyone who sees the difference between myself, my servant, and the Srimad Bhagavatam, such a person will perish." And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu angrily explained the truth about Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing his words, the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss. Then Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "This rascal Devananda does not know anything. He is a non-devotee. He's a fool. And today, I will tear up his book. You watch while I do it." Mahaprabhu then quickly stepped towards the house of Devananda. But the devotees held Mahaprabhu and they stopped him. in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu each and every day would walk in the town of Nabadweep with his followers, the devotees. One day, he was walking in the outskirts of the town with Srivas Pandit, and they passed the home of a drunkard, a person who was addicted to drinking alcohol. And walking by that person's house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he smelled the fragrance of wine, and he remembered the Varuni beverage that Lord Balaram had drunk. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking of Balaram, he entered into the mood of Balaram, and he forgot his external consciousness. And again, he began roaring at Srivas, "I will go into this person's house. I will go in. I will." Srivas Thakur respectfully held on to the Lord's lotus feet, and he begged him not to do so. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "By whose order you forbid me to go in?" Still, Srivas Thakur begged the Lord not to enter. He said, "Oh Lord, you are the father of the universes. If you break the rules of religion and associate with drunkards, if you do that, who will be the one who protects religious principles? And not understanding that these things are your pastimes, people will criticize you or they will imitate you. Because of that blasphemy, they will suffer birth after birth. Oh Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead, but who will understand this pastime of yours? And if you enter that wine drinker's house, I will immediately go and I will drown myself in the Ganga." Mahaprabhu heard Srivas Thakur's words, and he, the Lord, who never goes against his devotee's desire, he smiled and he said, "As it is your wish, I shall not enter." This is so wonderful that the Supreme Lord, Atma Pajanta Vadanyata Bhakta Vatsalya, he is the beloved of his devotees, and he follows the desires of his devotees. And if we can somehow get an exalted devotee, induce an exalted devotee to beg Mahaprabhu to show his mercy to us, we will be unlimitedly fortunate. But then, he entered the mood of Lord Balaram and continued slowly and peacefully walking down the road. And seeing Lord Chaitanya, those who had drunk on wine, they called out again, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." And they began to say words like, "Nimai Pandit, he is such a good person. He sings and he dances so wonderfully." And they called out, "Hari, Hari, Hari." And they began to clap their hands. And in this way, the drunkards were dancing, imitating the dancing of the devotees. And then other drunkards began happily following behind. They were singing, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." And in that way, the drunkards happily danced as they loudly chanted, "Hari." And seeing the activities of the drunkards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he laughed, and Srivas wept tears of joy. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the drunkards chanting Krishna's holy names, was filled with happiness. Mahaprabhu cast his merciful glance on the drunkards, and he was wrapped in his own ecstasy. He continued walking in his own way from village to village, engaging in his pastimes. Some souls feel unhappy at heart when they hear of Lord Chaitanya Chandra's glories. Such souls will not find happiness in any birth or within any situation. And Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I offer my respectful obeisances to all, even the drunkards who in a happy mood saw Lord Chaitanya Chandra when he was personally present on this earth. And then, as Mahaprabhu continued walking, he saw Devananda Pandit just after seeing these drunkards. He saw Devananda Pandit just a little ahead of him on the road. And Mahaprabhu immediately gave up his happy mood and became angry. In his heart, Mahaprabhu thought, in the past, Devananda has offended Srivas Thakur. At that time, at the time when Devananda had committed the offense, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not even manifested his actual nature. This is before he began the Sankirtan movement. And at that time, in all of Navadvip and all of Sridhar Mayapur, there were no words glorifying devotional service. No, none of the glories of devotional service were spoken anywhere. Anywhere. They were not decorating the town of Navadvip. And at that time, not hearing the glories of bhakti, all the devotees experienced great unhappiness. Now, please hear of Devananda Pandit's offense at the feet of Srivas Thakur. Devananda was learned. He was peaceful. He was honored by all the people of Navadvip. And he regularly lectured on Srimad Bhagavatam. From his very childhood, when he was a boy, Devananda lived like a sannyasi. And one day, desiring to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Srivas Thakur visited Devananda Pandit's home. And as Srivas Thakur was listening to Devananda speaking on the Bhagavatam, which syllable by syllable is filled with ecstatic love for Krishna, Srivas Thakur, being such a devotee, naturally his heart began to melt with ecstatic love, and he began to weep. Tears came from his eyes, and he began to breathe deeply and sigh quite loudly. But sinful students of Devananda were present, and they said, look at this foolish, sentimental fellow. With him present, we cannot properly hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. We cannot properly learn anything. Actually, of course, they were missing the greatest opportunity to learn everything. But they said, why should we waste our time? But Srivas Thakur's tears of ecstasy, they would not stop. So those students of Devananda Pandit, they met together and they reached a conclusion, and they physically grabbed Srivas Thakur and they pulled him outside. They dragged this devotee, this most exalted devotee, outside. And while they were acting in this offensive way, Devananda Pandit did not stop them, as the teacher was empty of devotion, so were his students. Suddenly, Srivas Thakur found himself on the street outside, and with a very unhappy heart, he returned to his home. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul, who knows everything, he knew what had happened. And seeing Devananda, Lord Chaitanya remembered this incident, and his face became red and filled with anger, and he said, "Devananda, Devananda, stop. I am speaking to you. You lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam." He was so angry. And Srivas Thakur, whom even the goddess Ganga desires to see, he once went to hear you speak Bhagavatam, and what great offense did he commit that caused you to allow your students to grab him and drag him outside? Is it correct to drag and throw outside a person who, when he hears Srimad Bhagavatam, weeps with love for Krishna? You lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, but in this birth I say you do not know the actual meaning of this book. You lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is filled with ecstatic love for Krishna, but you yourself do not feel, experience the happiness of that love. This I tell you. And hearing these words, the Brahmana Devananda became embarrassed, and he did not speak one word in reply. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still angry, walked away, and he left Devananda Pandit to walk sadly back to his own home. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished Devananda Pandit with his words, Devananda was nevertheless most pious and most fortunate. Persons who are punished by Lord Chaitanya become great saints. A person who accepts the punishment given by Lord Chaitanya and places that punishment upon his head becomes qualified to attain ecstatic love for Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bye.
Hare Krishna.
Later, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, the Lord returned from Puri to the Navadvip area, and he stayed within the house of Vidyavischapati in Kuliagram. And when the residents of Navadvip heard that Mahaprabhu, now a sannyasi, was in Kulia, thousands of people, all eager to see the Lord, they gathered outside the home of Vidyavischapati. And gradually, Vidyavischapati induced the Lord to go outside and give them his darshan. And seeing their beloved Lord, who was now a sannyasi, all the people became plunged in an ocean of bliss. And from the four directions, people were offering dandavat obeisances, and they were offering the Lord prayers from deep within their hearts. And countless people were chanting the holy names of Hari, and they were all plunged into an ocean of bliss. Thousands and thousands of groups were joyfully singing kirtan. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the jewel of sannyasis, day and night he filled all the worlds with the blissful names of Sri Krishna. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Oh my brothers, worship the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the bondage of one's ignorance is broken. And simply by remembering him, one becomes freed from all sufferings. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, just worship the feet of he who is the jewel of sannyasis. And seeing the great Sankirtan in every direction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates, they too swam in an ocean of bliss. Sri Mahaprabhu's tears were flooding from his eyes in joy. It was as if the Ganga herself was flowing in four directions at once. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, overwhelmed with the bliss of Sankirtan, he danced with all the Sankirtan groups. Overcome with bliss and love, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he danced with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Nityananda Prabhu became wild. And everyone, just by looking at Nittai, became ecstatic. And Lord Chaitanya began to roar like a lion as he danced. And anyone who hears that sound finds that his suffering has been broken to pieces. When Mahaprabhu was in Kulia, the sinners, the lowly, the ordinary people, as well as the great devotees, they were all delivered. And simply by hearing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming to Kuliagram, one breaks all the bondage of one's karma. And by allowing everyone to see him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made everyone joyful. Mahaprabhu sat down outside of Vidyavischapati's house with his associates. And at that time, a brahmana approached. And he tightly grasped hold of Mahaprabhu's feet. And the brahmin said, O Lord, I have one request. And if you give me a moment, I will reveal my heart to you. I was unaware of the glory of devotional service, and have committed many sins. I have blasphemed many Vaishnavas. I would say, how is it possible for anyone in Kali Yuga to be a true Vaishnava? How can anyone truly sing Krishna Kirtan properly? Moment after moment, I blaspheme many Vaishnavas in this way. And remembering my own words, my heart is burning with grief. O lion who delivers all the worlds, please tell me, how can I break my offenses? How can I break my sins into pieces? Hearing the Brahman's sincere words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he spoke the remedy. O Brahmana, if one with his own mouth drinks poison, then with that same mouth, even after drinking poison, drinks the nectar, amrit, of immortality, that poison will wither away and the nectar will make that person's body immortal. Please listen. Not knowing what was happening, you criticized and blasphemed the Vaishnavas. In this way, you have drunk poison. Now, with that same mouth that blasphemed, you should always drink the nectar of Krishna's holy names and his qualities. And that same mouth that once blasphemed Vaishnavas should now sing their praise. O Brahmana, in poetry, in songs, you should sing the glories of the devotees. And by drinking the nectar of Krishna's glories, you will counteract the poison of blasphemy. Mahaprabhu continued, what I say is the truth. If a person who unwittingly commits blasphemy, stops blasphemy, but instead praises Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, I say that person will destroy all of his aparas and all of his sins. Millions, millions, and millions of rituals of atonement, they will not destroy the sin of blaspheming Vaishnavas. But, O Brahmana, what I just told you, that will destroy them. Go and sing the glories of the devotees, and you will then become free from all sins. And hearing these words from the Lord's graceful mouth, the Vaishnavas began to loudly call out the names of Krishna.
Hari Bol, Hari, 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 Krishna,
loudly,
Hari.
In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the best atonement for the sin of blasphemy. And at the very next moment, Devananda Pandit approached the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was enjoying pastimes as a householder, Devananda Pandit had no faith in him, for he was an impersonalist. For that reason, he was unable to see the Lord, despite his being qualified in so many other ways. But after the Lord had accepted sannyas and had left Navadvipa, by good fortune, Devananda met Vikeshwar Pandit, who was such a dear associate of Mahaprabhu. And simply by hearing about Vikeshwar Pandit, the whole world we become purified. He was the personification of eternal love for Krishna. He was always experiencing ecstasy. And when he danced, both the demigods and the demons became completely captivated. While Vakeshwar would dance, he would manifest tears. His body would tremble. Perspiration, laughter, roaring, and standing up of his bodily hairs, he would become pale. Sometimes he would faint. Unlimited symptoms of ecstasy would manifest on his body. And by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, all of his own symptoms of ecstasy entered Vakeshwar's body when he would dance. Who has the power to describe the ecstasy of Vakeshwar Pandit? So, by Krishna's merciful arrangement, after Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, Vakeshwar Pandit stayed for some time in Devananda Pandit's ashram. And seeing Vakeshwar's bodily effulgence and his unequaled devotion to Krishna, Devananda Pandit became very happy at heart. And with sincere love, he began to serve Vakeshwar Pandit. When Vakeshwar Pandit would dance, Devananda, stick in hand, walked around and kept the crowds back. And when Vakeshwar was about to faint in ecstasy, Devananda Pandit would catch him and hold him upon his lap. And with respectful devotion in his heart, he took the dust from Vakeshwar's Pandit's body and he smeared it upon his own body. And seeing Vakeshwar's glory, Devananda always stayed with him. And in this way, faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth within Devananda Pandit. This pastime bears witness to the truth of what the Puranas say is the fruit of serving a Vaishnava. Before attaining the association and service of a Vaishnava, Devananda Pandit, despite his qualifications and despite his piety, he had no faith and he could not understand the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by Vakeshwar Pandit's mercy, Devananda's misconceptions were destroyed. Thus, it can be understood that service to the Vaishnavas is more important even than service to Lord Krishna. Therefore, because of his association with Vakeshwar Pandit, Devananda Pandit, with great devotion, he went to see the sannyasi Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kuliagram. As that greatest of sannyasis was sitting in Kuliya, Devananda Pandit approached and he offered dandavat obeisances from the distance. And seeing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this time was pleased. He called Devananda forward. He made him sit close to him, for he had already forgiven his previous offenses and he had already awarded him his mercy. Mahaprabhu said, "You serve Vakeshwar, therefore you may approach me." Vakeshwar Pandit is the Supreme Lord's spiritual potency, and anyone who devotedly serves him, that person will attain Krishna. Sri Krishna makes his home in Vakeshwar's heart, and when Vakeshwar dances, Krishna also dances. And if Vakeshwar stays in any place, that place becomes the best of holy places. It becomes Goloka, it becomes Vaikuntha, it becomes the spiritual world. And hearing the Lord's words, Devananda folded his hands. He spoke. spoke in a prayerful way. O merciful Lord, to deliver the entire world, you appeared in Navadvip. And I am the greatest of sinners. And because of my past sins, I did not understand who you were. But you are naturally merciful to all living entities. And therefore, I beg you to please always allow me to feel spiritual love for you. Oh Lord, I place one request at your lotus feet. Please tell me what I should do. I am not all-knowing. Still, I lecture on a book meant for persons who know everything. Please tell me how I should lecture and explain Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh Lord, please tell me. And hearing these words, Mahaprabhu began to describe the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, O Devananda Pandit, please listen and I will instruct you. I will teach you how to lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam. Place the word bhakti, devotional service, and only the word bhakti within your mouth. Don't say any other word when describing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Eternal, imperishable, perfected devotional service to Krishna is the sole topic in the beginning, in the middle, and the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. No other scripture is Srimad Bhagavatam's equal. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a book written by someone. Only by Krishna's mercy did Srimad Bhagavatam appear on Vyasadeva's tongue because of Vyasadeva's sincere devotion. As no one can know all the truths about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can know all the truths about Srimad Bhagavatam, and this all Shastra says. And anyone who declares, I understand Srimad Bhagavatam, does not really understand Srimad Bhagavatam. But an uneducated person who humbly takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam will easily see the Bhagavatam's true meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam is made of ecstatic spiritual love. It is Krishna's own body. It describes Krishna's secret pastimes. And when you lecture, say, in the beginning, in the middle, and end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, only bhakti is described. Then you will commit no offense. You will then feel great joy within your heart. For Srimad Bhagavatam is especially sweetened with the nectar of Krishna. In this way, go and teach. Explain to everyone the nectar of devotional service to Krishna. And hearing the Lord's words and knowing that he had become very fortunate to hear these instructions, Devananda Pandit offered his dandabad obeisances again and again and again. And finally, while meditating in his heart upon the Lord's feet, Devananda Pandit left. Srimad Bhagavatam is the personification of the nectar of devotional service. And anyone who knows this becomes dear to Krishna. Inauspiciousness never enters a home where the book Srimad Bhagavatam is kept. Anyone who worships Srimad Bhagavatam also worships Krishna. Hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam are acts of devotion to the Lord. The word Srimad Bhagavatam has two meanings. One meaning is the book Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other refers to a Bhagavat, a person who has attained Lord Krishna's mercy. by regularly worshiping, reading, hearing, or seeing the book Srimad Bhagavatam, by this process, one becomes a person Bhagavat, one who has attained Lord Krishna's mercy. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, that is the truth. It is the truth. It is said that Srimad Bhagavatam contains the sweetest nectar of pure devotional service. And thus, by speaking these words to Devananda Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to the world the truth about Srimad Bhagavatam. To everyone who came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kaliagram with questions, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave perfect answers. In this way, there was not one person in that village who the Lord did not make fortunate and glorious. Gazing at the Lord, everyone became happy, and filling their eyes, everyone looked at him again and again, and everyone felt they had attained their full heart's desires. Forgetting their sufferings and their grief, everyone floated in an ocean of bliss. Anyone who with a happy heart hears all these pastimes will obtain the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The status of such a person's birth becomes irrelevant, and he becomes the best of persons. And anyone who hears the glories of Sri Krishna will never meet any calamity. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, It's not.